Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Okay, Rabbi Yehudiana, can you hear me?
Yup.
Okay, all right.
We hear you loud and clear.
Great. Wow. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for everybody for the wonderful turnout tonight. This was obviously 1 year ago, not the expected format which we would have in mind when preparing for the Slichos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a pandemic, and we're doing our best. We're doing our best to serve Hashem in the middle of these circumstances. I want to thank everybody for coming and for joining us. I think it's been close to 6 months. I know we had another Zoom broadcast with the VAD as we were preparing for Divrei Torah on the Haggadah. Totally different feeling now. There's Nisan and Tishrei as we prepare. And Rabbi Yehudiana is here. I want to thank him very much for organizing tonight's program and coordinating everything. For many years, we had a joint kumzitz where we'd get together sometimes at AY, sometimes at Rabbi Yehudiana's shul. So we're not going to sing tonight, but I think there's just a little bit of a niggun to put us in the mood. Yishai Ribo, right? We can think about all the melodies. There's one idea that comes to mind tonight. With this I begin. Just as we have a Yerushalayim in a physical place, obviously the holy city, we have a Yerushalayim that exists within our neshamos. There's also a Yerushalayim that exists within Zman. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down the following idea that the Leil Slichos, as we're preparing for right now, to come and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Tehillim, Shir HaMalos LeDavid Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Neilech Omdos Hayu Yerushalayim, that Omdos Hayu Biragleinu Bisharayich Yerushalayim, that our feet were standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. And a little bit right now, that's what we're doing. We're standing at the gates of Yerushalayim, trying to come a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the summer is gone. We had the last Shabbos of the entire year. And as those syllables fade into the distance, we come now to the Leil Slichos. So what should our mood be? What should our mind frame be as we prepare to say the Slichos tonight? Sometimes at the end of a summer, we have a sense of exhilaration, jubilation. It was a productive year. We made it. So I call your attention to the words of Yirmiyahu in Perek Ches. Navi tells us, Avar Katsir, the harvest is past, says Yirmiyahu. Kola Kayitz, the summer is ended. Va'anachnu lo noshanu, but we haven't been saved. The summer is gone, the harvest is over, but we haven't been saved. And the Navi kind of puts into modern terms what we've been feeling about. I recently had a professional development at one of the schools I had the privilege to teach at. And they asked, take one word to describe your summer. I responded, I feel like the summer has been blurry. What I mean, normally in a regular year, there's very strong demarcations as to when one time period ends, the next one begins. School is over, done. Now you have a week before camp, done. You have the camp, done. You have the week after camp, done. And then you're resumed to school, but it's been blurry. This whole time period has been one for me personally, a feeling blurred. And now is the time to try to pull it all together and to get into focus as you prepare for the Yamim Neroim. And that's exactly what the Navi tells us, that the harvest is past it, the summer is over, but we haven't been saved. It's time to take account for what we've done. And as in certain years we like to pat ourselves on the back, a job well done over the year, now's the time to take account of the entire year and feel like We just haven't been saved. We haven't achieved those things that we thought we were going to. There's a mashal that's brought down. It's based upon actually the Torah in chapter 581. The Torah writes, now in the last days of Elul is a time of increasing our tefillah and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our own benefits. That all tefillahs that we say now are for ourselves, to put ourselves in the proper frame of mind. So Elimelech Biderman, Shlita, from Eretz Yisrael, he told a story. There's a particular supermarket chain, and it's famous throughout Eretz Yisrael. They do all sorts of unique types of promotions. So one year, on the first day of Hanukkah, so all of the Shemen Zayis, all the oil was on sale for one shekel. That was it. That was their promotion. They did it, and everybody got their oil quite cheap. So another time, the manager of the store got over the microphone in his supermarket, and he said, "Stop, everybody in the store, please stop. Don't take anything off the shelf. Pay attention. Listen to what I'm about to say." And he said, "Everything that you have in your cart right now, everything in your shopping cart is free. Just go directly to the checkout, and we're going to pay for everything. But don't you dare take anything else. We have cameras. We're watching you. Everything that's in your cart is free. Don't take anything. Go straight to the thing, and it's on us." That's the unique promotion that he did. People heard this, and they started, oh, had I only known. Had I only known, I was going back and forth for 3 minutes. Should I take the cornflakes? Should I not take the cornflakes? Should I get the apple juice? Should I not get the apple juice? Had I only known, I would have filled up my cart. Had I only known. So with that idea, had I only known. Had I only known what I could be accomplished on the Leil Slichos. Had I only known how much could be accomplished by this sincere tefillos right now in the last week of the entire year. The harvest is over. The summer is gone, but we haven't yet been redeemed, says the Navi Yirmiyahu. So let's take these moments. Let's use tonight this Leil of Hisodorus, and again, my distinguished colleagues, to share Divrei Torah, to put us in the proper frame of mind, to give us the proper perspective. Had I only known, there's no more excuses. Now is the time to make a sincere Cheshbon HaNefesh, to think about what can be accomplished during these the last week of the year, to have Divrei Hisodorus, to prepare to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we say in the davening, HaMelech, the most important avoda of the year is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King. I want to thank everybody for coming and wish everybody a Chesiva v'Chesima Tova, good Gebench Dior, and everyone should be blessed with Kol Mili D'Tuv, all good things, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Rabbi Jaffe. And thank you, Rabbi Medanik, for bringing us together here this very special evening in preparation of Slichas. Couldn't have said it better than Rabbi Jaffe just did in introducing us to this really very elevated evening. This one metaphor that's constantly comes back to us.